Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A longtime federal prosecutor for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston could face possible suspension or disbarment for what the federal court's chief judge has called extreme misconduct and possible perjury. 7 years ago, a judge found that the assistant U.S. attorney in question, Jeffrey Auerhahn, intentionally withheld evidence that could have cleared two men charged in a murder case. Yet the Department of Justice has never taken public action to discipline Auerhahn. Now the chief federal judge here in Boston has set local proceedings in motion to do what the Justice Department hasn't, publicly punish Auerhahn. Over the next 3 days, we'll examine what some judges and defense attorneys call a growing penchant by federal prosecutors across the country to withhold evidence from defendants. Some judges are even questioning whether the Justice Department is capable of policing itself. In our first report this morning, WBUR's David Boeri considers the evidence that Jeffrey Auerhahn never turned over to the defense.
An ethical, competent prosecutor is worth 1,000 defense lawyers. And if a prosecutor has all that power and is unethical, it just destroys the justice system.
Boston attorney Bernard Grossberg is talking about the problem of misconduct by prosecutors across the country. But he's thinking about Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Auerhahn, who's become the local face of that problem for the Justice Department. Grossberg knows the case well because he represented one of the men who the judge said were victims of Auerhahn's misconduct.
You never, ever, ever expect a prosecutor, you know, a fellow attorney, to do what Auerhahn's accused of doing.
You can make no more serious accusation against a federal prosecutor than this. He withheld evidence of a defendant's possible innocence. To do it when the charges involve murder is even worse. Yet both a federal judge and the Federal Court of Appeals found that the career prosecutor, Jeffrey Auerhahn, did just that. They've called his behavior outrageous, egregious, and painting a grim picture of blatant misconduct. But 7 years later, Jeffrey Auerhahn remains on the job as a federal prosecutor here in Boston. He's never been publicly reprimanded or disciplined by the Justice Department. The roots of Auerhahn's current problems reach to the 1980s, when he joined the U.S. Attorney's Office and the war on organized crime, which in Boston meant the war against the mafia.
I am what I am, and I did what I did.
This is Vincent Ferrara, who was once a capo, a captain in the local mafia. In the 1980s, Ferrara was an up-and-comer. Auerhahn and the Organized Crime Strike Force considered him a very dangerous man. They dubbed him Vinny the Animal. And they had him caged in 1989 after the FBI bugged a mafia induction ceremony. The feds paraded him and a mob of mafia soldiers before the bright lights of news cameras.
Don't put it too close to my eyes.
Okay, sorry.
Ferrara was indicted for racketeering and related charges of extortion, gambling, and murder.
There was so much overwhelming evidence against me for other lesser crimes
that Ferrara was inclined to reach a plea deal and serve less time. But prosecutor Jeffrey Auerhahn had a cooperating witness to testify about Ferrara's involvement in murder. The witness's name was Walter Jordan. In 1985, Jordan had accompanied his brother-in-law, a mob wannabe named Patsy Baroni, when Baroni murdered another mob wannabe. Baroni's attorney was Bernard Grossberg.
Walter Jordan testified that Vinny Ferrara told Baroni to kill the two guys who were eventually killed.
It was that one sentence from Auerhahn's witness, that Ferrara ordered the murder. That one sentence upon which prosecutor Jeffrey Auerhahn's entire case for the charges of murder and conspiracy to murder rested. Vincent Ferrara, who readily admits he is what he is, and he did what he did, insists that was something he didn't do.
Let me cut to the chase. Did you order those two murders?
Oh, absolutely not. They knew firsthand that I was innocent of it.
But based on Walter Jordan's testimony, or at least his official testimony, Ferrara pled guilty to that one murder in 1992. He got a longer sentence, but if he had maintained his innocence, gone to trial, and gotten convicted, he could have gone away for life. Ferrara got 22 years, and Patsy Barone, who was found guilty of murder conspiracy in 1993, got life. Few people shed any tears that a mafia captain and a violent thug were going into the hole. Jeffrey Arahan and the Organized Crime Strike Force were winning the war. A decade passed. Then in 2002, attorney Bernard Grossberg gets a chilling call from the past.
Completely out of the blue, I get a call from Walter Jordan.
On the other end of the telephone line from somewhere in hiding was Jeffrey Auerhahn's chief witness from 10 years earlier. A troubled man with a number of motives, Walter Jordan had something he needed to say. Remember how he testified that Vinnie Ferrara ordered the murders? It wasn't true.
Speaks to me and says, I lied. And he lied at the behest of various government agents in the case.
Floored by what he heard, attorney Grossberg filed a motion for a new trial. Judge Mark Wolf, who had presided at the original trial, called for hearings. They occurred in September 2003. Back came Jeffrey Auerhahn's witness, Walter Jordan. A con man, felon, a suspected accomplice to murder, and a liar, either then or now, Jordan might have had little credibility. But then came a bombshell from a retired Boston police detective. He had worked alongside Jeffrey Auerhahn on the Organized Crime Strike Force. The detective's name was Martin Coleman.
And Marty Coleman testifies at this hearing, and in no uncertain terms, Walter Jordan recanted.
According to Detective Coleman, Walter Jordan had confessed to him in private late one night in 1991, just as Jordan had claimed. Jordan had confided that Vincent Ferrara, the mob capo, had not ordered the murders. The truth, Walter Jordan told the detective, was that his brother-in-law, Patsy Barone, had acted on his own. Detective Coleman testified that he was shocked. Auerhahn and the prosecution team were preparing to argue that Ferrara had ordered the murders in order to climb another step up in the mafia. Coleman knew that the witness's change of story completely undercut not just the prosecution's theory, but its whole case. Yet Coleman also knew what he had to do, he said. He had to tell the prosecutor because exculpatory evidence has to be turned over to the defense.
Coleman told Auerhahn that Jordan had recanted.
Auerhahn could not have been happy with this news. Walter Jordan was Auerhahn's only witness, the only one who could say Vinnie Ferrara ordered the murder. Now, Auerhahn's witness was going wobbly on him. At the end of July 1991, a few days after the witness Jordan recanted to the detective, Jordan recanted a second time, now to the prosecutor as well as the detective. But Jeffrey Auerhahn never disclosed Jordan's change of story to the attorneys for the defendants. Instead, Walter Jordan later claimed, Jeffrey Auerhahn scared him back into sticking with his original story. And Auerhahn's FBI agent added physical threats when Jordan tried to recant. They made me lie, claimed Jordan. So he went back to the testimony that damned Ferrara and convicted Barone. Fast forward to the court hearings in September 2003.
I never expected there to be a report confirming what Coleman said.
At first, the hearing seemed to be a matter of Auerhahn's word against Walter Jordan's and Detective Martin Coleman's. But then defense attorney Bernard Grossberg asked Coleman, wouldn't you as a detective be required to write down what you heard?
And to my great, great, great surprise, Coleman says, I did. And I was flabbergasted. Everybody else was just, you know, sat up. And I said, where's the report? And he said, I gave it to Auerhahn. The report's in the file.
Stunned by the answer, Judge Wolf called a recess. He ordered the feds to find the file. And sure enough, they found it. And in the file was Coleman's handwritten memo from 1991, just as he had said.
And Coleman's report says exactly what Coleman said, that he told Auerhahn that Walter Jordan had recanted.
Judge Wolf called it the smokingest gun I've ever seen. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.